I'm Justin Smith. I'm a technical evangelist at Microsoft, and my area of focus is Windows Communication Foundation. Mm-hmm. I work very closely with the product team in distributing demos, helping with the messaging around Windows Communication Foundation, specifically in the new features that are coming out at this point in time with WCF and Orcus, and even some of the stuff that's after Orcus.
For anybody who's tuning in who doesn't know, define Orcus.
Orcus is the set of technologies around the .NET Framework 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually a new release of the .NET Framework, and it has an accompanying Visual Studio release.
And the timing on 3.5 is?
The end of the year sort of time frame, so that's the end of the calendar year 07.
Mm-hmm. And the beta status is?
It's in beta 1 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Beta 2 should be out, you know, sometime this summer.
So, well, a couple of related things going on here that we'll try to weave together in this conversation, one being the syndication stuff and additional support for lightweight web services and RESTful ways of communicating. So start out with what's on the plate for syndication.
The WCF team has introduced several new types into the .NET Framework. It's probably also important to point out that WCF is part of the .NET Framework now. It's not really any sort of extra add-on. It was that way when WCF was released. So the
right.
WCF team has added new types to simplify creating syndications. And I use the word syndication versus tying it to a particular format like RSS 2.0 or ATOM 1.0.
Right.
Because it's sort of an abstraction away from a particular format.
Is that abstraction shared with, I'm guessing maybe it's not shared with the common feed list that's in Vista, right? It's probably, I mean, it's similar in spirit to that, but probably not the same implementation.
Right, right. They're actually the common feed store in Vista, and what you can get access to in IE7 is a sort of separate, but it's pretty easy to build the integration, and in fact, we've done it internally.
These are two different implementations of the same idea, which is to abstract away the differences between, let's say, ATOM and RSS or the different flavors of RSS and to produce a common abstraction for feeds or for syndication.
That's absolutely right. And the new syndication types that are in the .NET Framework are part of the .NET Framework 3.5. They're sort of complementary technologies when you look at the syndication or the common feed store in Vista and how you get at it through IE7.
Okay, so if I look at this from a framework perspective, I'll see that there's a notion of a feed and there's a notion of an item and that these are now objects in the framework.
Exactly.
Okay.
So the name of the type is actually system.syndication.syndicationfeed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the syndication item is system.syndication.syndicationitem.
Okay.
They're actually higher up from the normal WCF API, which is system.serviceModel.x, right, or .star.
Okay.
So it's actually, you know, higher up, even out of the WCF stack, as far as its impact. You know, it's intended to be the way that you interact with syndications in, you know, Windows and manage code.
Okay. So there's an aspect to this which is about the retrieval of feeds or the communication piece of it, and there's an aspect to it which is about the representation of the data, right?
Sure. Sure, sure. And there's the syndication feed and the syndication item types.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the syndication feed formatter types. And there's two that are shipped with the .NET Framework 3.5. That's the ATOM 1.0 formatter and the RSS 2.0 formatter.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea with those types is they'll transform a syndication feed into a particular representation. So it abstracts the actual syndication feed from a commitment to a particular representation.
Mm-hmm.
And it also opens the door for future syndication formats, like, I'll just throw one out, like SSE.
Okay.
Right, that your code isn't going to be tied necessarily to a particular format.
Right.
There's a demo that I've put together for how to syndicate, say if you're building an add-on for Exchange, what it would be like to actually syndicate, say, my appointments and my calendar. Right, and it's literally just a few lines of code, so it's a very simple API. Basically, you new up one of these syndication feeds, you add some items to it, and then you pass it through one of these feed formatters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all there is to it. The takeaway is that we want to make it really easy to syndicate content after it's been retrieved.
I would observe that the production of feeds is quite trivial. I mean,
right.
I do that in my sleep.
Right.
Right. It's really nothing particular. Well, I mean, there are, of course, subtleties associated with it, and there are ways to, lots of ways to produce invalid feeds. But on the whole, producing feeds is a far more straightforward proposition than consuming them, right? Because of the vast amount of variation that's out there in the wild, both within and across the various feed formats.
Sure.
So my sense is that the bigger problem here that's being solved, or the harder problem, is on the feed consumption side, being able to bring stuff in from, you know, who knows where, and get a reasonably normalized outcome.
Absolutely. I do agree 100% that there's so many variations out in the wild of syndication formats that it is tricky to normalize it.
Mm-hmm.
Another interesting feature when you use the system.syndication namespace with WCF is we also make it really easy to get at a syndication through RESTful style programming or RESTful style architecture. And that's another interesting set of features that are in WCF and Orcus.
It's kind of implicit if you're consuming RSS and ATOM feeds that you're hitting websites with HTTP style URLs, right?
But it doesn't have to be. That's the way it is today, but it doesn't on its own, I think, demand that. Right? So there's no reason internally within a company you couldn't do something like that within a data center. Right? I mean, there's nothing within the plumbing that forces you to do it over HTTP. Right? That's the way that people are consuming it in the wild out in the web.
Right.
But if you view a syndication as really just a representation of data, one way to represent data, then, you know, that doesn't tie you to a particular transport or a particular style of programming. It's just a way to represent data.
Yep, that's true. I would say that in almost all likely scenarios, the protocol, in fact, will be HTTP. But I will also say that, and this is something I've researched and written about some in the past, that especially in an enterprise environment, as companies start to understand this as a mechanism for passing around packages of structured information and data within the company, and start to want to apply various kinds of service guarantees and security guarantees to those exchanges, that there are indeed interesting and important scenarios where various kinds of web services protocols for security and for intermediation and
Absolutely.
Various other things are being layered on top of the RSS feed. And
yep.
So, yeah, that actually I think is definitely worth calling out.
Yeah. And so, you know, as you mentioned, certainly alongside the syndication support is a brand new set of types that build on the existing WCF infrastructure for RESTful style architectures.
Define how that infrastructure exists currently and then what the incremental changes are going to be.
The current WCF support for RESTful style programming requires you to go out and grab some extra bits out on the web that basically plug custom functionality into the WCF messaging layer.
Okay.
And that basically pulls some of the HTTP headers out of an incoming request and puts them in constructs that WCF understands, and then also does the same on the send side. So it'll take the internal constructs that WCF uses that are really tied to SOAP, and then projects them out into an HTTP request or a put or a post or a delete.
But the point being that the ability to do this has not to date been baked in. It's been externally acquired.
Yes, it's been external. You have to go download some bits, and not only that, but it's a little bit tricky to use, right? So it demands that you understand the inner workings of WCF, and it also demands that that you have this code in place and you learn that API.
Right.
The bits of WCF and Orcus that relate to RESTful style programming make it really, really easy to take a web service and say, this is how I want to project these web service constructs into a URI. So it's very easy for me to take, let's say, a parameter and a method, or an argument and a method, and project that into part of the URI. Likewise, it makes it very simple for me to take an operation and make it available via any one of the HTTP verbs.
It sounds like on the production side, that is the production of the service, what you're saying is that there's going to be more granular control over the URI namespace that you compose when you do that.
we do have more control over URIs now, so we can, you know, control whether something's going to be a query string parameter or part of a URI segment.
Right.
But in addition to that, by default, WCF V1, or what shipped in the .NET Framework 3.0, tunneled everything over HTTP POST.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So your parameters would actually be posted to the service from the send side, and it would actually be in a SOAP or a POX message that's being sent to, you know, the receiving application. Well, if I want to embed that information into the URI, then there was more work involved to do that.
There wasn't a straightforward way to do a GET?
By default, we tunneled everything through POST. There wasn't, if you use some of these add-ons, then it was very trivial. Then you could use an HTTP GET style of architecture.
Okay.
But it required the use of those sort of third party, if you will, plugins to WCF.
So now you don't have to do gymnastics to do the simple, basic, and common GET operation. It's just more fully embraced in the model, which is good.
URIs are first class citizens. HTTP GET is a first class citizen.
Okay.
And content type is really the data model. It's your content type header is what defines whether you're getting back an image, whether you're getting back, you know, a JSON string, or whether you're getting back XML or anything else that you define there.
Okay. Are there any interesting changes from the point of view of the consumer, the person who's, or the piece of software that's issuing the GET?
It's really transparent to the client.
What I mean is from the perspective of using the .NET Framework's capabilities as a web client. Are there changes there?
Yeah, that's a very good question. There's, because of the symmetry of WCF on the send and the receive side, it's very easy to use the WCF API to do the same style of programming, right, from the send side or the client side,
mm-hmm.
however you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
You basically add a new behavior into the runtime, into your WCF runtime, and, you know, it takes care of the GET semantics and the URI encoding and those sorts of things. Right, so it's both from the send and the receive side that it's become very easy.
Okay.
And the name of the type that you add is the web HTTP behavior. And you just add that to your description on the send side, and, you know, it takes care of all the URI encoding and those sorts of things.
Okay.
Between those two additions, they actually complement each other, right? So the syndication capabilities and the RESTful capabilities are nice complements, because now I can request a set of data, a syndication, and pass information into the URI. And in my WCF service, I can very quickly decode that information that's in the URI and return the right set of data.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if I, let's say there's a service out there that lets me register interest in, let's say, coupons or some sort of discount on local restaurants right here in Redmond, I care about, you know, who's got the 2-for-1 kind of lunch special. Well, as that information becomes available, as new restaurants, you know, register new discounts, if I refresh my feed, then I can suddenly get that information very easily. You know, a lot of that's built on just syndication in general,
mm-hmm.
but the idea with WCF and Orcus is it lets the developers that are building that infrastructure to focus on the logic rather than the plumbing.
Yep. So from their perspective, back to the feed producer's point of view, it's pretty common nowadays for people to kick out RSS feeds that have the basic, you know, title, description, link stuff in the, well, in no namespace, usually. And then you have a namespaced extension for some particular use. And so it's got the geocoding in it, or it's got,
right.
you know, whatever the application-specific payload is in its own namespace. And so presumably there will be ways to produce those kinds of feeds in a fairly declarative manner. Now, right?
Absolutely. There's a type of content that you can add in a syndication item that's XML content that gives you full control over the namespaces.
Okay.
Yeah. And so you can tailor that to an application's needs. Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. This sounds good.
Yeah.
Gosh, it would have been nice to have had this in time for Vista, the release of Windows that's actually going to get WCF out there initially to lots and lots of machines.
Right.
Not the least of reasons for that being that something I've had a long-term interest in, the notion of doing things peer-to-peer over simple web protocols.
Yeah.
It's actually something that I was doing, you know, like 10 years ago. And it's only now that we're getting to the point where we're starting to have a population of machines out there that are going to be ready to do that in a symmetrical way.
Yep.
I personally think that the scenario that I outlined before of what you could call value-added or enterprise-class RSS is quite interesting. So if and when you come up with an interesting example of something like that, and in particular, not just an internal demo, but if and when you run into a customer who's actually built something like that, I'd be really interested to explore that a little bit more deeply. I think it's a really important idea. I was in touch with some people at Pfizer back in my InfoWorld days who were going down exactly that path, looking very, very hard at RSS as a kind of a backbone, if you will, for distribution of internal information in ways that would span the gap between sort of person-to-person communication and person-to-machine communication, and that would also have to be subject to a variety of service guarantees and security constraints.
Sure.
From that perspective, this is extremely interesting.
Yeah, I agree 100%. We've talked with different software vendors in particular that are viewing right now, they're sort of in the beginning stages of it. I wouldn't say that they're in the model of this is going to be a backbone for how we distribute information or one of the, you know, key means that we do that. But taking their existing data and just now making it available over a syndication for anyone, you know, that cares or has access rights to go get the information, you know, and I think over a little bit more time, it'll start to become more mainstream. Well, people will start to think of it like Pfizer did in your previous conversations with them.
At which point, it becomes not okay for these things to be unmanaged and for them to just fall over when there's unexpected load and so forth and so on. So, you know,
right.
that whole story about how you begin to weave this way of doing things into your managed infrastructure is,
yep.
It's important.
Yeah. And, you know, another thing I'll bring up is because this stuff is now available with WCF, you get all of the manageability or the ILLiDy features that WCF has, things like your throttling support, which help you mitigate against denial of service attacks. All that stuff,
yes.
You know, is just in the box when you're serving these syndications over a WCF service.
Yes. Okay. So thanks, Justin, and we'll talk to you later.
Absolutely, John. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.